861 Slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. James Thompson Calendar, 821, $25,000 a year, with the petty parade of his birthday, with the importance of his name sticking in every other page of the statute book. Alas, he is not an object of envy, but of compassion and horror. With Connecticut more than half undeceived, with Pennsylvania disgusted, with Virginia alarmed, and with Kentucky holding him in defiance, having renounced all his original principles and affronted all his honest friends, he cannot enjoy the sweet slumbers of innocence. He cannot hope to feel the most exquisitely delightful sensation that ever warmed a human breast, the consciousness of being universally and deservedly beloved. It is fortunate for Mr. Adams himself, as well as for his country, that he asserted an untruth. In the midst of such a scene of profligacy and usury, the President has persisted as long as he dared in making his utmost efforts to provoke a French war. For although Mr. Adams were to make a treaty with France, yet such is the grossness of his prejudice, and so great is the violence of his passions, that under his administration, America would be in constant danger of a second quarrel, when a chief magistrate, both in his speeches and newspapers, is constantly reviling France. He can neither expect nor desire to live long in peace with her. Take your choice, then, between Adams, war and beggary, and Jefferson, peace and competency. The prisoner pleaded not guilty. Hugh Nelson, United States District Attorney for the United States. Philip N. Nicholas, George Hay, and William Wirt for the prisoner. Hugh Nelson, 1768-1836, was born in Virginia. He served as Speaker of the House of Delegates, Judge of the General Court, Presidential Elector, and Representative in Congress from 1811 to 1823. He was also Minister to Spain and died in Albemarle County, Virginia. Philip N. Nicholas, 1773-1849, was born in Williamsburg. He was admitted to the bar at an early age and became Attorney General of Virginia at 21. He served as president of the Farmers Bank for many years and was a judge of the Virginia General Court from 1823 to 1849. George Hay was a member of the Virginia Legislature, United States District Attorney, and United States District Judge. He married a daughter of President Monroe and was the author of Treatise on the Usury Laws, Life of John Thompson, and Treatise on Expatriation. He died in Richmond, Virginia in 1830. William Wirt, 1772-1834, was born in Bladensburg, Maryland. He served as Chancellor of the Eastern District of Virginia in 1802, United States District Attorney in 1816, and Attorney General of the United States from 1817 to 1829. He later moved to Baltimore and engaged in literature, authoring The British Spy, The Old Bachelor, and Life of Patrick Henry. He died in Washington.